Let's jump into hail. Hail's a huge thing in West Texas because we know 100% we're going to have a hailstorm between every 5 to 10 years. We're going to have a huge hailstorm.
Okay, and then what if you have a metal roof? It's going to be cheaper than if you're going to have a composition roof.
It's going to give you a discount on your insurance. But remember, if there's a hailstorm that comes along and your metal roof is damaged by hail, it doesn't repair cosmetic damage.
Right. Learned that the hard way, too.
Now, also keep in mind, if you are buying a house, you need to have it pre-inspected for insurability. Say if you're buying a home and nobody checks out the property for you and you get moved in, you're all settled in, and then all of a sudden there's a storm that comes along, you try to file a claim, but you're turned down because it was pre-existing damage on the home. So whenever we insure a home, we're going to look at the house, we're going to check the roof, the trees in it. In an ice storm are a whole different topic. But we need to pre-inspect the house for insurability because, you know, if you buy the house and there's damage on it, you can be denied for pre-existing damage. So that's why with Nationwide, Lisa Copeland's office, we're going to pre-inspect. We're going to make sure that that house is in insurable state before you move into it.
So we're just doing the right thing. Because yesterday, that same lady, I said, make sure you send your insurance person over there and make sure they check out the house. She goes, well, they said it was okay. I said, no, make sure they pre-inspect it because you don't want any problems after the fact.
Well, also the pre-inspection will help the buyer to help get the seller to help with some of the repairs.
Make sure it's insurable.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to look at trees. If you've got a dead tree that's in the front yard or the backyard of your house, a 60-mile-an-hour wind comes along, poof, blows the tree up, the tree's flying down the road. And that's why we pay special attention to dead trees. We want any trees trimmed back from the roof line. If you remember, like, in January, there was more tree damage than one of our latest hailstorms, just because of the ice. The trees were falling into people's cars, into homes. That's why we ask for trees to be trimmed back from the roof line in order to avoid, you know, a claim of that nature.
And that's a good point. So, I mean, maintenance on the property.
Absolutely.
You know, make sure your property is, or stuff laying around that can pick up and blow through windows.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Debris.
Maintenance on your property.
Debris in the backyard.
Trampolines are a big issue.
I think trampolines should be outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little, well, I said a little girl, she's a grown lady now. First thing she was break her arm right off a trampoline. I think
how
dangerous this could be.
That's a good point. With the trampoline, Nationwide will take a trampoline, but you better have it tied down, and there's got to be safety netting on it. Say you've got a neighborhood child over there jumping on the trampoline, falls off, breaks an arm, they can hold you liable for medical. You know, if all of a sudden you look up and your trampoline's flying down the road and it does damage to somebody's home or to their auto, you can be liable.
I'm just at it. Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot, okay? Didn't tell you, didn't warn you. This is a big deal, especially on our rental division. Certain kind of dogs.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Let's talk dogs.
Okay, and I'm a dog lover, I'll tell you right
Absolutely.
Now. I got two. I love them mm-hmm. to death. But there's certain kind of dogs that cause huge, huge
Absolutely.
Problems.
With Nationwide, of course, Nationwide will insure any type of dog out there. But if you start throwing Progressive and other companies, they don't like Great Danes because of their size. Pit Bulls, Dobermans, Rottweilers, Chows, Akitas.
What's any an Akita? Type,
it's like a really overgrown big German Shepherd.
Okay.
Those can be a liability. Especially somebody...
Yeah, any type of aggressive dog.
Absolutely.
Several people have been told their insurance will not cover if they rent the house and the renter has that type of dog.
Nationwide will.
Okay. So a lot of them won't. So just FYI.
And that's why we ask all the questions that we do in the beginning. We ask about a trampoline. We ask about a swimming pool. Does a swimming pool have a dive board and a slide? Nationwide will take it. Progressive won't. Nationwide will take any type of dog, but Progressive will not. So that's why people are like, why do we really need to tell you what kind of pet that we have? Well, because we need to make sure that you're covered because we don't want any surprises.
Goldfish are okay.
Goldfish are good.
Good. Goldfish are good. They're
cats. Safe. Now, tigers, I don't know about a tiger.
I've seen some cats. I think I'm going to be scared more some of these little dogs. But so we got the dogs covered. We got that. I've got the Nationwide crew with me here. I've got Mary and Selena. They're doing a good job. We've got a lot of good information. I'll tell you, the biggest one I'll tell you folks right now, which is huge, 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 is the water coverage in the house. I haven't heard that from another real estate. Of course, real estates, you better not hear from them. Another insurance company. And that's huge, folks. Let's keep going. Okay, we got that a little bit on hail. See, let's go back a little bit on hail. Hail's huge. So, and let me tell you what I'm seeing. And I'm talking all insurance companies in general, not just Nationwide, but less and less hail coverage, bigger deductibles.
No, not with us. It's a 1% deductible for wind and hail damage with Nationwide. Only time it's going to be a 2% deductible is if you don't bundle your home and auto insurance. So that's why we definitely try to get you to bundle home and auto in order to have that 1% deductible on wind and hail.
Okay, so it's a 2% if you don't bundle.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we better talk about bundling then. What do we do to bundle? What's a bundle?
A bundle is home and auto insurance.
Suddenlink's the bundle.
No.
It's not. Okay, we're talking insurance then.
Bundle your home and your auto insurance in order to get the best prices out there.
Okay. What can we save up to? 20%?
You can. You can save up to 20% on your home and probably 20% or more on your auto insurance. But the big, big selling tool is a 1% deductible.
Okay, so we didn't know that either. Okay, so we've got bundling. What about our boats? Sea-Doos. You know, we have Lake Nazareth here. We like our lake.
Oh, we love your lake too.
Well, boats are covered on a different type of policy.
That'd go in the bundle, so it's just auto and home?
No, home and auto. And it can, even on your auto insurance, even if it's a liability-only policy, we can still give you that discount.
Okay, what about, let's switch to rental properties. What about rent houses?
Nationwide will take a rental property as long as we have your primary insured.
How many rent houses will you take?
We'll take up to 10.
Okay. There's a lot of people limit it to 5 now.
Right.
So, see, there's some things to know here. And that's what you need to ask. Whatever company you're with, you need to ask them these kind of questions because it's important. Because like that, a lot of people take 5. And I know several people that have gotten in the real estate market. Mm-hmm. And by the way, thank you. They buy way more than 5 houses.
Right.
So, you need to know what you're talking about.
Now, we can also write renter's policies through Progressive. And you don't have to have your home insured, your primary home insured with Progressive, and Progressive will take a rental property, but they won't. It has to be a brick or a hardy board house. It can't be any type of masonite or asbestos shingle. It has to be either hardy board, brick, or wood in order for ASI to take it or Progressive to take it.
So that's one thing right now. If you're looking at, I'm going to give you a little hint then that I just learned. If you're going to start looking at rent houses, you're happy with what you're doing, or you're going to go talk to whatever insurance person, talk to Mary, talk to Selena, ask them what kind of situation they have for the rent situations. That may affect what kind of house you want to buy. Because if they say they don't want to do wood frame houses, mm-hmm. don't buy one. Because mm-hmm. you want to make sure you get your covered.
The only thing that we will not insure, and this is as of January, is a wood shake roof. I don't have a market for wood shake roofs.